The last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome to the Enlightening Waves of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program The Last Savior. Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Brother Liaquat is a research scholar in the House of Ulema of Qom and has a deep insight on this particular topic. So, brother, we would like to know about more responsibilities of the waiters and let me give a gist. Like in the previous episode, you talked about the purification of soul as one of the responsibility of the awaiters, and that can happen when a person strives for the individual reappearance, and individual reappearance does count for the reappearance of Imam.
One of the responsibilities which the scholars have stated is Zikrul Imam, that is the remembrance of the Imam, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif.
Yeah.
We
may Allah hasten his reappearance.
Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten his reappearance at the earliest way possible. Kalamikhil basar awhu aqrab, they say, meaning may Allah subhanahu wa ajil farajahu farajan ajilan qariba kalamikhil basar awhu aqrab, meaning may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten his reappearance. Farajan ajilan qariba, a reappearance which is very near, ajilan qariba kalamhil basar, in a reappearance like a blink of an eye, meaning the reappearance should happen in a blink of an eye. Aw huwa aqrab, or a reappearance which should happen more quickly than a blink of an eye. Imagine, imagine yourself praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, make him reappear in a blink of an eye, or maybe more quicker than the blink of an eye. Blink of an eye hardly takes even a second, or maybe
right.
So you want him like to happen it right now, you see? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us amongst those people who have this kind of urge, inshallah.
Inshallah.
So, I was talking about the zikr or the remembrance of the Imam, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. There are hadiths which point out towards this concept, and there are scholars who have done ta'id, or they have confirmed that the remembrance of the Imam is ibadah, meaning worship. Example, you have heard this very famous hadith, like from your childhood, probably, I would say. Zikru Aliyin Ibadah. Zikru Aliyin Ibadah. Where it's said that the remembrance of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wassalam
is worship.
Is considered as worship.
Yeah.
Yep. So the question rises, this remembrance, what kind of remembrance? Is it just saying Ya Ali, which is Ibadah? Or thinking about Imam Ali alayhi salam is ibadah,
yeah,
or worship. So both are considered worship. Even if you say Ya Ali, it's a worship. I was reading a hadith, which is very beautiful, because we have come to the concept of Imam Ali alayhi salam. It's very good to state this hadith over here, where Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that someone who says Ya Ali once, okay, he would get the sawab, the reward of reciting 16,000 Holy Quran, which I have recited.
My God.
Meaning, if Imam Jafar al-Sadiq al-Islam has recited 16,000 Holy Quran, which the Imam has recited,
right,
how much of reward would the Imam get? That reward will be given to the one who says Ya Ali once.
All right, let's say Ya Ali and
Ya
take
Ali.
A break.
Okay, exactly.
And until we come back, just keep saying Ya Ali.
Ya Ali.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way.
to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, oh Master, I'll call out to you. O light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior, and we have Radliya Akhath with us, who's talking about the grounds for the reappearance of Imam. And one of the grounds, you said, brother, is the remembrance of Imam.
Yeah. So just like the Imam's remembrance, that is Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam's remembrance, is considered ibadah. Likewise, every single Imam's remembrance is also considered ibadah. But now the question is about the 12th Imam, where his remembrance is considered one of the largest forms of ibadah. Why? Because he is the living Imam.
Yeah.
It's actually through him which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exercising everything.
Yeah.
The whole creation, be it heaven or hell, be it earth or the skies, be it anything, be it the worldly life or the barzakh life. Yeah. Every single realm of existence is actually happening or exercising or in place because of him. Okay.
Yeah.
And you know what? The scholars also say it is the Hujjat of the time who gives everything, whether whomsoever person asks, whomsoever infallible. Example, if I ask Imam Ali alayhi salam about a haja, a need, example.
Yeah.
Imam al-Zaman, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, will fulfill it for me.
Answer that need.
Answer that need for me. Likewise, if I ask Rasulullah or any other Imam of Sayyidah Fatimah al-Zahra salamu alayhi majma'in, then the Imam is going to answer it for me because he is the present Hujjah. Now, as an awaiter, it is my responsibility from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remember him.
Yeah.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me the reward of worship for remembering him.
So how beautiful is it? It's not just you're remembering, you're just doing worship, you're getting rewards, and you're doing, you're preparing grounds at the same time.
Yes.
And you're doing a lot of things, and it's adding to your rewards and worship and all.
Definitely, yes, it is indeed like this. You know, saying Ya Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif.
Yeah.
Saying Ya Sahib al-Zaman, Ya Sahib al-Amr. You see, like, and there are many more.
Yes.
Like, Ya Mahdi, Ya Lal Mahdi, example.
Yeah.
Ya Aba Saleh. Yeah. Ya Baqiyatullah. Ya Yabna Rasulillah. You
yeah.
see? And Yabna Amir al-Mu'minin and Yabna Fatimah al-Zahra, Sayyidat al-Nisa.
Many titles.
Many titles. You can call him Yabna al-Zahra, example.
Yeah.
And it goes on. Ya Sa'ala.
The list goes on. Yeah.
Yeah. So these are all remembrances. Yeah. Like you are remembering the Imam through your tongue. There's one thing called lisani, which is zahiri, which is like
linguistic,
which is apparent.
Which is linguistic.
And one is batini, which is hidden.
Yeah.
Yeah. That remembrance is also very important.
أهدى سنه مهديون في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالك أهدى سنه.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here helping us with the remembrance of Imam, which is one of the responsibilities of the awaiters. And you have explained for us, like, this is so beautiful, that remembering Imam in itself is a worship, is a form of worship, and we are getting purified, we're getting cleansed, and we're also getting rewards at the same time.
Yes, exactly. Allah bi zikrillah, you know, the
Tatma'inul Qulub.
Very good, excellent.
So,
ذكروا علي عبادة. Example, ذكروا.
So there's basically the hearts find peace in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So indeed, the zikr, the remembrance, does have huge rewards, as you said. Like the remembrance of Ali alayhi salam is considered as ibadah, is considered as worship.
And the remembrance of the Imam, ajallahu ta'ala farjahu sharif, sahib al-zaman, is the collectiveness of all the other remembrances.
Right.
You know, like if you're remembering the Imam, okay, this is one thing which I've told, the apparent remembrance.
Right.
You're calling out, example, while sitting, you're saying, Ya sahib al-zaman.
Right.
While standing, you're saying, Ya baqiyatullah al-azam, adrikni. Example. Right. Ya Aba Saleh, adrikni, when you're opening the door. Example.
Yeah.
When you're doing cooking, when you're going out, when you're entering the house. Example. You're saying, Assalamu alayka ya sahib al-zaman. Example.
Yes.
Okay. You want to prove yourself. Oh, Imam, I'm always remembering you.
Remembering you. Yeah? The state of remembering
this,
you.
This is zahir, which is apparent.
Apparent.
One thing is batin. Batin
is inside your heart.
Or the hidden remembrance is to have this state, to have this feeling that the Imam is always present near you.
Yeah.
This is in one line answer. If I would have to say, I would say this. The presence, feeling, sensing the presence of Imam always near you is remembrance of batin, is the hidden remembrance.
Right.
Now, our responsibility goes over here. That how much are we remembering?
Mm-hmm.
How much are we feeling his presence on a daily basis?
Right.
Yeah. No sooner you wake up, do you remember your Imam? And you know what? For how long are you remembering your Imam? Is it just, okay, no sooner you wake up, it's a habit for you, for me, to say, Assalamu alaikum ya sahib al-zaman, and to continue the day.
Right.
And that's it. It's done. It's gone. The remembrance is gone now. Yeah. Now, like, again, I'm going to maybe remember the Imam when I recite Qunut prayers. Like when I recite the second rak'ah, like my prayers.
Right.
And in the second rak'ah, I pray, Allahumma kulli waliyyikal hujjat ibn al-Hassan. Example.
Right.
Or after my prayers. Is it this remembrance? Or no, the remembrance is constant with him. Meaning, he is constant. This feeling of me being with him is always there with me. It's sticking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it's near to me than my jugular veins.
Yes.
If this is happening, then then I'm fulfilling the imagine if this happens to a person. Trust me, this is one of the biggest forms of tazkiyatun nafs.
One of the biggest forms of
purification. This is one of the biggest forms of purification of the soul.
Soul.
This I have given you a trick to get to this example. Yeah, there are barriers. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to break those barriers. At least, you know what you can do? I'm just giving you a tip, like even for the listeners, even for myself. Huh?
Yeah.
This is like, these are like golden written words for me. Okay.
Indeed.
Yeah. To get to that position
of the purification of
always
soul.
Having the feeling the presence of the Imam, I have to ask the Imam right now, ask the Imam. Oh, Mawlaya, I have a lot of barriers.
Help
maybe,
me break
maybe
them.
Maybe I cannot break them all.
And maybe I'm not able to see them.
Of course, maybe I'm failing in my path
to
coming towards
them,
you.
Yeah.
Okay? Please help me grant the remembrance, your remembrance, day and night, 24/7,
yeah,
all day. I, as a narrator, should have this feeling in my heart,
yeah,
that I have to, that you are there with me. Like every single moment, this thing doesn't leave my mind, my heart, my soul, that you're not there, example. Like,
yeah,
you are always there for me, yeah? So this thing, this dua itself, will help break those barriers.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, why? Because I'm having this feeling, oh, the Imam is there with me.
Yeah.
I will get myself away from greed. I will get myself away from selfishness. I'll get myself away from cheating. I will get myself away from all those bad qualities.
Yeah.
You see, the presence of Imam, the strength of it, the strength.
It should be felt.
Yeah, it should be felt. Yeah.
Yeah.
The stronger it is, the sooner the purification happens.
Yes, the more we remember Imam, the more he is going to remember us. And what is better than it, that Imam remembers us. Thank you for tuning in. You were listening to The Last Savior on IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.